Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another worldwide transmission of the Power Hour. Today's host is Dr. Ted Brower, your host for Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2015. Oh, wow, I have a lot of great stuff to talk to you about today. We're going to talk about the measles vaccine. I've got two incredible hosts, our guests this morning. I've got Paul McGuire, and I've also got Joshua Hart talking about smart meters. So we're going to have an exciting time this morning. And we're going to find out a lot about the universe and how it works with Paul McGuire. Paul McGuire, the guest in the second hour here of the show, after the first hour of news, I love this guy. He has one of the best abilities to explain things of the supernatural in a way that's so easy to understand that you're going to absolutely find him fascinating. He's got an incredible website. He's got a free newsletter that he sends out, and he's going to be probably one of the most informed guests on interdimensional beings, et cetera, and the power of prayer that you've ever heard. I've been reading Paul for several years now. He's a regular guest on Hagman & Hagman. And I'll also be on Hagman & Hagman this Friday night. So if you guys want to hear me on Hagman & Hagman and talking about the health and a lot of other things in detail, we're going to do that too. But I want to share with you something very quickly. This is important to me that you guys stay with me on this. One of the things that folks don't understand is the power of the words that we speak. And I'm not going to get all ooh-ah-ooh-ah on you. I'm just going to kind of talk to you about frequency for just a second. We right now live in a hologram, best as physics can figure it out, in which we are sound energy. And the sound energy that we live in is pretty much controlled by the words that we speak and the energy of a collective as far as we as the planet together thinking certain things. This is why the globalists have done the best they possibly can to control thought through the control of the TV, through the control of the radio, and alternative radio and alternative internet broadcasts have made a huge dent in this as far as how the collective starts to think. But since we're all linked together, I mean, Chuck Missler did an excellent study on this, on the electric universe. You guys need to watch it on YouTube. Every proton in the universe knows where every other proton is every single second. So everything's interconnected. It's kind of like, have you ever gone to pick up the telephone to call one of your friends and you pick it up and your friend is on the other line and the phone never even rang? That's what I'm talking about. Everything knows what everything else is doing all the time. And so when we as a collective have a really negative energy feed coming out of our mouths and what we're thinking and what we're doing, it has a tendency to make the entire collective go down into a lower state. And when this happens, these interdimensional entities, we want to call them demons sometimes, basically feed off of that energy. And that's why the entire planet is kept in this state of chaos, of war, of hatred, of bitterness. That's why Jesus said that perfect love casts out fear, because fear is one of the primal forms of energy that these demons, these entities, these interdimensional beings feed on. And we're going to talk about that with Paul McGuire today. And what I learned years and years and years ago, I mean, I think Oprah Winfrey did a big show on it a couple of years ago, was on The Secret, they called it. And that basically we literally become what we think about, what we focus on. And that's because God gave us that gift. He gave us the ability to control the very fabric of space-time by the words that we speak, by the thoughts that we have in our mind. And I know I'm getting a little bit probably weird on you guys this morning, but that's okay. You got to stay with me on this for a second. But here's what I found. If we always speak negative stuff about ourselves, negative stuff about other people, if we hold bitterness and anger and resentment and rage, and our lives become that, then we start attracting that type of negative energy to us and to ourselves and to our family. Where on the other hand, if we're speaking positive things and speaking life, we basically become positive and we have positive energy attracted towards us. It's kind of like the laws of like attraction. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how I've learned with me and my family how you can literally change the very fabric of space-time by doing certain things. When we come back, stay tuned for the Power Hour.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Rowe doing a little philosophy with you this morning, having some fun with this. You know, I want to share with you something, and I think it's something that's very, very important, and that's how we can control the fabric of space-time. I remember a couple of years ago, I guest lectured at the University of in Florida here. It was Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida, one of probably the top premier Christian universities in the United States, and I talked about changing the fabric of space-time in your own life, and how you could change your own reality. It's funny, years ago, I was a college professor in Tallahassee, and I taught college for 2 years up there. And what was interesting about this, I saw so many kids who basically were so full of excitement and full of hope and full of a future. And then you'd see these kids a few years later, and, you know, the reality of life had come down upon them, and they were kind of down and a little bit depressed and a little bit discouraged. And if that's you this morning, if the reality of life has come down on you a little bit, and you're basically not really getting what you wanted out of life, if you're driving what you don't want to drive and living where you don't want to live and hanging out with who you don't want to hang out with, and your life didn't go the way you thought it should, just listen to me for a few minutes. I want to talk to you about this. And I'm not trying to talk down at you or across you or whatever. I'm just trying to share with you right now as far as what we're doing and what I've done in my life. Here's what I learned years and years and years ago. I remember I was praying, and I'd taken several classes and basically positive affirmations, what affirmations did. Now, affirmations are statements of faith. In other words, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, if some of you are going to get all bent out of shape and send another letter that this is going to be too religious for you this morning, well, I'm sorry. But this is just something that I've been able to do in my life, and this changed my life. And so maybe this will help you too. And I started learning that when you speak the words that are not as if they were, that's faith. And that's what faith is, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what God gave us in this hologram that we're in is the ability to change the very fabric of space-time by the words that we speak and by the things that we do. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. If you're constantly negative about everything, I'm sure you've met people like this. They walk into a room and they brighten up the room when they leave. That's a lie from my old friend Zig Ziglar. They brighten up a room by leaving it because they drag everybody down. As soon as you ask them a question, you get a 40-minute organ recital on how bad everything is. When those types of people get around you, they kind of have a tendency just to kind of drag you down. It's kind of like they walk around with an umbrella, and everything's raining on them all of the time, and their life is just in a constant state of turmoil. They're like a little tornado that runs around, and everybody who gets around the tornado gets sucked into the debris field of the stuff flying around the base of the tornado. And finally, you kind of say, well, you know, I think it's just better if I just don't associate with this person because there's too much damage, too much baggage being flown around and flung around inside of this tornado, and I don't want to be involved with this anymore because it's hurting me and hurting everyone around me. And see, the reason that happens in most cases, not in every case, is that it's not really some big cataclysmic event that causes that. It's not something that basically the earth opens up and swallows up their home and basically destroys their corporation and destroys their business. What happens is with these folks, it's a series of little failings. You forget to make a phone call, that's one. You forget to do a follow-up, that's two. You forget to make your bed, that's three. And just little things like that, little stupid things. And when you take the sum total of all of these things over a period of 10 or 15, 20, 30 years, you have this giant weight of failure on one side of the scales and very little success on the other side. And then what ends up happening is these people start to confess all the negative stuff that's happening around them, and this negative stuff has a tendency to amplify and to become more real in their lives. Now, the reason this happens is because we're made out of sound waves. I know that sounds so strange to you guys when I say that, but it's true. We're all a frequency. We're a generated energy field. The matter that we have basically is on this planet is small amounts of protons and neutrons and electrons with huge amounts of space between them. If you look at it under an electron microscope, the vast majority of the planet is just open space. If you take all the open space off the entire planet Earth, the Earth would shrink down to about the size of a softball. That's how much actual solid matter there is on the planet. Everything else is just open space and frequency and generated energy fields. That's why in the second hour we're going to be talking to the hard man, and he's going to be talking about the generated fields of energy that are around us based on smart meters and on telephones and all the other stuff. I want you to really stay tuned with this guy because this guy's really, really sharp. His name is Josh Hart. And what happens is this. We control the fabric of space-time around us by the words that we speak, the words that we think, and the things that we do and the continual way we live our life. In other words, if you pray every day and you speak the words of, you know, God, don't kill me today when you're praying. Yeah, I mean, that's a prayer. I've heard people pray similar things. You know, what is God supposed to do with that? Wouldn't you rather say, dear God, please protect me today? I thank you, Lord, that you've stationed your angels around me. And you pray in the positive, and you always speak in the positive, and you try to be positive. And now, look, I'm a realist. You guys have heard me. It's not all happy. You guys heard me get very upset last week about chemtrails because I can't do anything about it. Because here's what I've learned. When you pray certain things, when you and your family pray together, my family and I, my children and I, my wife and I, all of us pray together as a family every morning out loud, and we speak to things that are not as if they were, which is basically faith, and we go ahead and continue to believe the things that God has promised us in the Word, in the Bible. Now, what's interesting about this is people don't realize that, you know, you can pray in the negative and you can pray in the positive. You know, a lot of folks don't understand that the Illuminati, the globalists, the folks that basically are running behind the scenes Earth, I guess kind of a way of putting it, they've learned a lot of the hidden messages and the subliminal messages. And we're going to talk about what we just saw the other night in the Super Bowl and the subliminal messages of that with Paul McGuire today. And what happens is all these subliminal messages affect the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind kind of directs the course of our actions. You know, we have like 50,000 thoughts a day that we speak every single day. And these thoughts basically determine what we think about the day and what we're going to become. If you take yourself out to the mental woodshed 50,000 times a day, and you tell yourself how horrible you are, what a bad person you are, your whole life's going to end up being on this real negative track. Kind of like I said, you start making all these decisions, all these mistakes. It's not a cataclysmic event. It's just a series of bad failings over a period of several years that cause your system to become, or your life to become, the way that it is. So when you pray in the morning, make sure you pray out loud and you pray the things that you want to do. You thank God for the fact that you've been blessed. You thank God for the way you've been blessed with your family. You thank God that you've had a great marriage. You thank God you've got great children. Now, the biggest problem that we have with this is that the immediate results are not there in most cases when you do this. In other words, you start praying the things that are not as if they were, and nothing changes in your life. And you go, wow, well, that didn't work. Well, here's the problem why it doesn't work right away. When you have 10 or 15 or 20 years of incredibly negative confessions, it's like being there and pouring your feet into concrete. And then eventually you pour your knees up the concrete, and pretty soon you pour your hips up the concrete because of the words that you're speaking. By the time you get to your shoulders and your chest, you're poured in concrete. You're like, well, this is really negative. I got a mess around me. Well, that's true. And the words that you speak chip away at the concrete. It doesn't immediately remove the concrete. If you've got a problem with too much month at the end of the money and you can't pay your bills, the truth is, you didn't get there overnight. It took a while to get there. And when you start speaking the words that are not as if they were, and you start speaking faith, you start believing God for a change in your life, it takes time for that to work. That's the biggest problem that people have. They don't realize that it takes time. Now, I remember years ago, I knew a friend of mine, and he was praying, and he was doing the affirmations, and I remember he told me this story that his wife came into the room and basically started laughing at him. And said, what in the world are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm believing God that these things are going to change in our life, and I'm going to believe God that we have faith for these things. And his wife started laughing and said, where in the world do you hear such nonsense? He goes, well, the Bible. And what ended up happening, that ended up being his ex-wife. And the man went on to become very, very successful. Because the reality is, when you're hooked to somebody who's really, really negative, you know, this is why it's very important that you're not unequally yoked. The Bible tells us that too. Now, that means unequally yoked. Let me explain to you what that means. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, you had teams of oxen that would be yoked together to pull a cart. And at the front of the cart, there'd be like a set of spikes. They were called goads. And the oxen were like matched sets. They would pull together in unison, and the cart would go forward. Now, what you didn't want to do is hook to have one real strong ox and one real weak ox pulling together, because they couldn't pull the cart straight. So they'd have to put goads, or basically pointed sticks, at the back of the ox's legs. If one started pulling harder than the other would pull harder, so they wouldn't get stuck in the back of the leg with the stick. That's what it means, you know, kicking against the goad. It also means that you need to have a set of matched oxen. That's why the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked. What that simply means is this. If you're married to somebody who is not a Christian, and you are a Christian and you want to go to church and they don't want to go to church, what are you going to do? If you're married to somebody who basically is everything's negative all of the time and you try to be positive, you're going to find yourself in an unequal yoked situation, kicking against the goad, fighting your entire life trying to get ahead. Now, I'm not saying you should run out and get a divorce. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is when you're dating somebody, you need to make sure that you guys are like-minded. That's very, very important. I mean, if you don't believe in immunizations, but you're dating somebody who believes in immunizations, well, how are you going to deal with that when you have a baby? If you're dating someone who believes that fluoride is okay, and you believe that it's a neurotoxin that causes neurological damage and lowers IQ, and you don't want to drink fluoride in the water or use fluoride toothpaste, that's going to be a constant source of conflict. If you believe that you can eat all the junk food you want to eat and be okay, and basically your spouse thinks that you need to be eating healthy, that's going to be a constant source of conflict. If you think it's okay to go out and commit adultery and run around on your spouse, and your spouse doesn't think so, it's going to be a problem. And that's how we have to look at life. We've got to realize that we need to be equally yoked. We need to support one another and encourage one another. And while we're going to this break, I want you guys all to go to the Power Hour Ball today. And I want you to go ahead and support Joyce. And she makes this broadcast possible. and realize that without the Power Hour being there and Joyce being there, we would be on the show with you this morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to another worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brower, your host for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. I was looking at my notes from a couple of weeks ago when I was on with you guys, so lucky I caught myself. But one more quick thing I want to share with you, and this is very, very important. Then we're going to go to the news because I got a bunch of news I want to cover with you this morning. Forgive me for pontificating this morning, but I really needed to get this information out to you, especially after I'd done that show with Dr. Rowan last week, and we talked a little bit about this on the air. And I'm trying to talk a little bit slower this morning because I want you guys to really get a hold of what I'm trying to tell you today. It's kind of like this. When you're constantly talking negative stuff about people, and you're basically mad about something that happened to you 25 years ago because someone made you angry. This stuff builds up inside of you, and it elevates your cortisol. It's the hatred, the bitterness, the resentment, the anger. And when you elevate your cortisol, it's a stress hormone, puts you into a flight or flight syndrome. The flight or flight syndrome basically shuts off your digestive tract, and you don't digest foods properly because your body thinks it's in this fight, and it doesn't know what to do. It's just trying to get away. And when it thinks you're in a constant fight with constant stress, what ends up happening is your body stops digesting certain nutrients, the vitamin A, D, C, selenium, all the things that help to act as antioxidants in the body to help prevent the onset of cancer and degenerative diseases, including arthritic conditions. What ends up happening is your body starts to deteriorate and it stops taking energy. And the first day you take in less energy than you put out is your first day of illness. And what ends up happening with people over a period of years is because of the depletion of nutrients in their system, it's kind of like taking the antacids every time you eat. Your body starts to break down, and you start to lose basically we call reserve energy or cellular energy or mitochondrial energy because you don't have the nutrients to basically replace the cells. The body starts to get worn out. And when that happens, you open the seeds for disease in your body, including cancer. That's why invariably when you talk to people that have cancer, not in every case, but in many cases, it's because they've got too much stress in their lives, too much anger in their lives, too much bitterness in their lives, too much everything in their life that's bad. And so their body eventually just doesn't get the nutrients that it needs to avoid the cancer. Everybody gets cancer every single day. Our own body's immune system takes care of it. That's why we were talking with Dr. Rowan last week, and we talked about the vitamin C. We were talking about the vitamin D3 and the K2, the iodine, the turmeric. He also likes ozone. Vitamin C, IVs, there's all kinds of natural things that you can do to rebuild your immune system. But the most important thing that you need to start doing is realize that love casts out fear. And you need to start walking in love and start realizing that if we love one another, then we're not going to have all the wars in the Middle East. If we love one another, we're not going to have all of these horrible, horrible shootings and all the things that are happening all over the United States. And we need to realize that love is the key for all of this. I mean, if you got a thug walking around on the street, you know, he's angry at the world, well, there's a high probability if he gets in a confrontation with a police officer, they're going to start shooting at each other. Well, if we had love on the planet in a higher level of frequency, we'd have a much better planet to live on. That's kind of like it was in the beginning with Adam and Eve. We had this very high level of frequency, and we basically had the ability just to live in peace and in harmony with nature, which is what our goal should be. Let's go ahead and get some of the news, because I know I'm coming to the bottom of the hour, and I've been rambling here for the past half hour. This is from Mike Savage, and this is something I want to share with you. He's talking about Disneyland measles as part of Obama's medical genocide. That's a very strong statement to make, and I like Savage. He's one of the most brilliant men I've ever heard on radio. He said, immigrants epidemic, because I've been sounding the alarm bell on this since I began radio in 1994. The socialist government, media, academic, medical folks have looked the other way or changed the origin of numerous illnesses which were once eradicated in our once first world nation. He has a PhD in epidemiology, by the way. He goes on to say, when Clinton busted our border with Mexico, the floodgates were open to infected immigrants, which brought in measles, tuberculosis, and even malaria. This is a form of medical genocide. These illegal immigrants have greater resistance to these illnesses owing to the fact that they live in the midst of the infecting organisms. Our population is nearly virgin to these infectious organisms. The killer flu raging through our population, measles, TB, are all the result of this anti-American government. Savage continued by saying, when European seamen arrived in Tahiti, they brought with them smallpox, which nearly wiped out the entire local population in only 20 years. You see, the natives had no resistance to disease. We are now Obama's Tahitian natives. You know, I've been saying this for years about the immunizations. Since last summer, I was talking about what was going on with the former borders of the United States. And, you know, sadly, the United States is going to be this petri dish now of all these diseases which are being brought across the border. And if we don't close these borders, we're simply not going to have the country that we once had. And whether we speak positive or negative, it doesn't make any difference. In the aggregate, we have to realize that we've got to make some changes with the U.S.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, February the 3rd, 2015. One more thing I got to share with you real quick, because I've got on this little topic here about what we speak about, we bring about, what we think about, we basically obtain, and all these different things that the world has been talking about for many, many years, which a lot of that actually is based in the reality of physics and how things work. You have to understand something. When you pray in the morning and you pray for your family, you can protect your family. That's very important. Everybody knows that. But you can't pray that basically King Obama basically changes the world or the world changes. It doesn't work that way. You have a little bubble that we live in that we can control because they're like under our spiritual umbrella. But we, if we want to have change for the entire planet, we have to pray in the aggregate. We all have to get together, the Christians. We've got to get on our knees and we've got to say, hey, look, Lord, here's how we really want things to be. We need to get together and we have to have tens of millions of people pray to change the frequency of the energy that's around us and so that people will be exposed to and the truth will be revealed. You can't pray for the entire country to change individually. We have to do that as a corporate whole. If the churches would stop playing around with their 501c corporations and being more concerned about what's politically correct and start speaking the truth and start talking and start praying, and we all got together and started realizing that, hey, you know, we're all on this spaceship Earth together and and nobody gets out of here alive, at least in this dimension, you know, we can start making changes on this planet for the good. But if we continue just to do the negative, it's not going to get changed. It can't. It's impossible. It won't happen. The flow of energy is going too strong the other direction. And that's why they use the TV for fear and all the media for fear, the Hollywood movies for filth. They're trying to keep the flow going into the negative realm. And so we need to realize that we need to stand to the aggregate. But remember, you can protect your family, your individual family unit. You can station angels around your individual family members. You can have an umbrella or covering for your household. That's very, very possible, and that can be done. And we can also do the same thing for the United States if we all go to our knees in unison and we stop having all these special interest groups and we try to do this in the aggregate. But let's go ahead and start back on measles. Here's an interesting article from from government research. It said that measles can actually be transmitted from vaccinated. In fact, some of the measles inserts that you actually read says that you are actually contagious with live measles vaccine virus that's been put into you for several weeks after you've been immunized. Another one is this is from one of the fundamental errors in thinking about measles vaccine effectiveness is that the receipt of the measles mumps, the MMR vaccine, equates to a bona fide immunity against these pathogens. Indeed, it is commonly claimed that receiving two doses of MMR vaccine is 99% effective in preventing measles, despite a voluminous body of contradictory evidence from epidemiology and clinical experience. This erroneous thinking has led the public, the media, and the government alike to attribute the origin of measles outbreaks, such as the one recently reported at Disney, to the non-vaccinated. Even though 18% of the measles cases that occurred in those had been vaccinated against the measles. Now, the 18% of the people had gotten double MMR shots, had been vaccinated against measles, they still came down with the measles. That's not even anywhere near 99% effective. This vaccine's obvious fallibility is also indicated by the fact that the CDC now requires two doses. But the problems surrounding the failing MMR shot go much deeper. First, they carry profound health risks, over 25 different dangers of MMR vaccines, including increased autism risk, which a senior CDC scientist confessed his agency covered up. This was last summer that the mainstream media completely ignored. Second, not only does the MMR vaccine fail to consistently confer immunity, but those who have been immunized with two doses of MMR vaccines can still transmit the infection to others, a phenomenon no one is reporting on the rush to blame the non or the minimally vaccinated for the outbreak. And also, MMR vaccinated can still spread measles. This thing is ridiculous with the measles vaccine and what's going on and what we've been told to believe. And again, this is more of the giant measles vaccine epidemic cover-up that we have to deal with. Now, I'm just going to ask a real simple question. Okay, this is super important. If the vaccines are so safe, why is there a vaccine defense fund basically for the people that have been damaged from the vaccines? And secondly, why have the vaccine manufacturers been given blanket immunity against lawsuits if they kill, disable, permanently damage, injure, whatever you want to call it, anybody who gets vaccinated? Why is there no legal method that we can go after these vaccine manufacturers for giving us bad medicine? None of this makes any sense to me. And what we need to realize is that these vaccinations against the measles, to me, is ludicrous because it's like – 2 out of 1,000 people who get measles basically have health problems and may die from it. I mean, that's hardly anyone. I mean, that's just, I know if you're one of the two, it's a big deal. I got that, okay? But the point is, I had measles. I had mumps. I had chicken pops. We all did back in the 50s. And I don't know anybody. Everybody gets sick and it's kind of uncomfortable. I mean, the Brady Bunch, they used to make jokes on the TV show about measles. And it's not a big deal. It never was in this country because we pretty much were able to deal with this because we have really good medical facilities in the United States. I never knew anybody who got really, really sick from the measles. And the sad part about it is I know a lot of folks now who've taken MMR shots whose children have autism. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. I wrote an entire book on this years ago. In fact, my website, healthmasters.com, if you enjoyed me talking about all the stuff, we talk about all the stuff on my newsletters that I send out. At healthmasters.com, we have a free newsletter. I wrote a book on this. It's no longer in print. You can get it off Amazon used, with, I'm sure they're floating around. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, to Autism and Learning Disabilities in Children. And I went back into immunizations. I went back into foods. Now we know the GMO foods. We also know that we have problems with
all of the junk that we have with Roundup, with glyphosate and what it's doing to the digestive tracts and how we're changing the DNA of people with these genetically modified foods. This list just goes on and on and on. But let's go ahead and let's do a few more things here this morning. Obama and Merkel are now discussing arming the Ukraine in Washington next week. Well, that sounds like a good idea. I think we need to do another Vietnam, and I'm being facetious. Some of you all know that. I remember the Vietnam War. You know, you guys forget how old I am. I'm almost 60. I'll be 60 next year. I had to register for the Vietnam War. I remember I had friends that were older than me that were bailing out and heading to Canada or going to the university just to get away from the draft. And sadly about this is, you know, we were going to be in Vietnam for a couple of years and we were going to help stop the spread of communism. Well, how'd that work out? I mean, my goodness, 50,000 dead, billions of dollars spent. I mean, are you kidding me? And now we're going to start arming the Ukrainians? I mean, here's the thing, guys. We don't even know what's going on over there. I mean, we really don't. I mean, we can read the news. We can listen to what CNN says. I mean, watch the video, Wag the Dog. I mean, you know, this is crazy. They can make and skew anything the way they want us to believe it. I mean, if we had a problem right now with Mexico or a problem with, you know, one of our, you know, let's say we had a rogue state. Let's say that, you know, Oklahoma said, you've not had enough. We want to get out of the United States and or whatever. Okay. And I know that's not the same analogy with Ukraine, but look at it this way. What would happen if we basically said, we'll take care of this ourselves. And then Russia said, no. We're going to arm Mexico. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. I mean, are you kidding us? I mean, what in the world are we doing over there? The United States is running trillion-dollar deficits. We're trillions of dollars in debt. We got $1.4 quadrillion in derivatives that we've been signed on to as a nation. I mean, we're hopelessly in debt with the way the current economic system is structured, which is, I'm sure, by plan to enslave everybody. But here's the deal. Why are we out spending more and more and more money on things that we can't afford? Why are we buying things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't know? That's what I always tell my neighbors when they go out and start buying stuff and about to put themselves in the bankruptcy. I mean, why are we doing that as a nation? Why do we think it's okay to keep spending money and pumping all this military aid? Oh, but wait a minute. Didn't Eisenhower warn us about the military-industrial complex? Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he? And I believe it's pretty much that's where we're all headed, is this. We basically have a military-industrial complex completely running the war. Oh, by the way, the U.S. has now classified the U.S. spending that we're doing in Afghanistan. In other words, we're making it all part of the black ops in Afghanistan. I guess that way we can go ahead and continue to hire our mercenaries as we pull troops out, and no one's going to know how many people we're still sending and having in Afghanistan, because why would we possibly tell them? Because, oh, yes. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that's right. Afghanistan is the number one poppy and heroin producer in the world. Oh, there's slight something we don't want to talk about. You know, this thing with Colombia being a heroin producer, that's a joke. Afghanistan is the number one heroin producer in the world. And we routinely, through the CIA and through our military, fly these drugs back into the United States. And that's been proven over and over and over. If you don't want to believe any of that, go listen to the Iran-Contra hearings. You know, with Ollie North back in the 80s. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Reagan's presidency was unseated and basically had to deal with that the last few years that he was in the office. And yes, I remember all of that. And yes, I was alive when Reagan was around. And yes, I was alive when John F. Kennedy got shot. I remember where I was the exact moment I found out. And see, the thing about it is, our country has pretty much been hijacked since the JFK assassination. JFK was the only president, the best president that I know of in my lifetime. I mean, he had enough of the New World Order. He had enough of secret societies. He talked out against them. He had enough of the Federal Reserve. He passed executive order 11110, which gave the right of Congress basically take over the right and start printing silver certificates and bypass the Federal Reserve. Then, of course, a few months later, he was gone. Also, he wanted to get us out of Vietnam. He wanted to basically get rid of the CIA. And all of these things that he did basically ended up, as far as I'm concerned, getting him killed. And so we need to realize that, you know, he was a good president. Reagan was good, too, and had good plans. But then what ended up happening is he ended up getting himself shot within a few months after he took office. And many say that George Bush Sr. pretty much ran the presidency for the 12 years that he was there, including the 8 years of the Reagan White House. Okay, here's another interesting article. President to unveil a $4 trillion budget that busts the spending limits. Oh, gosh, this aggravates me. President Obama on Monday will unveil a nearly $4 trillion budget for 2016 that now offers a tax cut for the middle class and a $478 billion infrastructure plan, as well as new taxes on the wealthy and business. Administration officials cast the plan, which will be released to the public at 11:30 a.m. yesterday, as balancing investments in government programs with fiscal discipline. And basically, the budget busts through the ceilings on the spending that were introduced in 2011 budget deal between President Obama and the House Republicans. In other words, he's basically not paying any attention to what he did back in 2011. Before I digress and get into this too much and start getting aggravated again, I'm just going to pass it. Here's an interesting article. Man calls 911. The responding officer shoots the man who calls him and shoots the man's dog. Apparently, this man was a good Samaritan, and his name was Kevin Davis. And he basically had a friend of his who was a coworker named Terrence Hilliard, who had stabbed his girlfriend. He had let this guy live with him because he was down and out, and he ended up stabbing his girlfriend. He calls 911. The police come, and now it gets all kind of sketchy there. But the reality is the man gets his dog shot. Then he ends up getting shot multiple times in the stomach. Then he's taken to the hospital, put in intensive care, handcuffed to the bed. Said his family's told that he's in police custody. He's not allowed to have any visitors come in, and he dies alone in the hospital room. All right. You know, this goes back to the frequency we talked about earlier. We've got to realize that, you know, we've got to pray. This planet's got to get fixed. Let's talk about the next little article we have is from Wall Street on Parade, which, by the way, is an excellent website, Wall Street on Parade. And it talks about Fed's solid expansion is calling into question as big-name retailers are stampeding into bankruptcy. Now, let me share with you this very quickly. What's happening in U.S. retailers is not a suggestion of strong job gains. Since December, there's been a steady pace of bankruptcy filings and announcements by retailers to close many stores and liquidate as opposed to reemerging eventually from bankruptcy. Radio Shack, which employs approximately 24,000 workers as of late last year and operates more than 4,000 stores, plan to file for bankruptcy, possibly as early as today, which was yesterday. Shares of its publicly traded stock closed at 27 cents on Friday, suggesting there were serious job losses ahead for the company. A Wet Seal's closing stores. This list just goes on and on and on. But now a lot of this is also being done because of the online shopping that's taking place. But we also have to understand that the studies are just now coming out from back in December. And it said the U.S. consumer spending in December was the weakest since 2009, since the great crash in 2008. Reuters said U.S. consumer spending recorded its biggest decline since late 2009 in December, with households saving the extra cash from cheaper gasoline. The other data on Monday showed factory activity cooled in January, suggesting the economy may have entered the new year on a slightly softer footing than was expected. Nevertheless, upbeat and cash-flush consumers, because they're saving money on gasoline, are expected to step up spending and buoy the economy this year. The consumers will do well by 2015. The lower gas prices are going to be the largest push in that for the economy. Now, what we have to understand is the average U.S. economy, about 80%, only has enough money to survive for about 30 days if they lose their job. If you push it a little bit further out and you look at pension and stuff that you pay penalties on, if you withdraw all of this stuff out of your savings accounts and your pension accounts, there's about enough for 4 months for the average household. Now, guys, that's not much. And so we haven't really learned to save much in the United States, and we've kind of turned into a consumer economy that loves to spend money and basically not think about the future in many cases. Now, Russia has begun weapons of mass destruction defense drills in Armenia and near the Ukraine. Russian radiation, chemical, and biological defense troops have begun massive drills at 7 firing ranges in Russia's southern military region, as well as Crimea and Armenia. That's just really negative news. Here's the thing that we have to understand, and we really need to take a look at this. If we continue doing what we've done to get to where we are in the United States, it's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse. And that's why we all have to realize, in German, the word is genug, which basically means enough. And if we don't finally say genug to what's going on, it's not going to get any better. You know, I laughed when all of my friends said, well, the Republicans have overtaken Congress and the Senate now in this last election, and we're going to have change. Okay, I want to see where that is. The problem is that the United States government, the Congress, has basically become a vestibular organ. It basically has no useful function any longer. We're being ruled by executive order because the Congress is so dysfunctional, and apparently there's so much trash on these congressional members that we can't get them to do what they say they're going to do after they've been there for a year, and they're pretty much corrupt. And so, sadly, we just need to sweep the House and the Senate and basically the White House, and we need to go with alternative people. But it's going to be very difficult to do that since the media simply won't allow folks that have alternative opinions to what's going on to even express themselves. Look at the disaster of the last presidential debates with Ron Paul and how he was completely just made a fool of, basically, and not even allowed to speak. And Ron, I think, should have stood up stronger for the truth and for what he believed in, should have fussed a little bit about not being able to say anything. But until we get more people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and other true conservatives into the White House and into Congress, it's not going to change. And if we, the people, don't, you know, vote in the aggregate, it's not going to change. Stay tuned for our final segment before our first.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back to the final segment for Paul McGuire. on this worldwide broadcast on Tuesday, February the 3rd, 2015 of the Power Hour. I am your guest host this morning, sitting in for a wonderful Joyce Riley. My name is Ted Brower. Hope you've enjoyed my little narration this morning of what I think life is and what it should be. Now, here's the interesting thing here. FBI official says we need to keep fear alive, quote, to justify the terror budget. This is an article by Paul Joseph Watson, by the way, who's one of the most respected journalists in alternative media today, appearing in a documentary about how the FBI entraps provocateurs and terror suspects. Former FBI assistant director Thomas Fuentes admits that a federal agency needs to keep fear alive in order to justify budget increases. Again, it's these underlying low-frequency fear, hate, greed that basically has put this planet in a mess. You know, we have to realize that this fear stuff needs to go away. Now, you say, well, Ted, you've been talking about all this positive stuff this morning, but then you read the news, and the news is pretty negative. Here's the thing. Here's why I can cope with all of this. Here's why it's okay for me to talk about this the way that I do and the way that I deal with it in my own mind. My relationship with Jesus Christ changed my life in 1979. I became a Christian, and I realized that my hope is not in man. My hope is not in what this world can offer. My hope is in He who made this planet and this world. And that's why I have faith. That's why I believe in God. That's why I believe in Christ. That's my hope. Now, you're absolutely right. If I didn't have that hope in a future, in a better world, through Christ, through God, and a better time in the end when we all end up being with God, it would be very difficult to deal with this negative news that I give you guys in the morning, or to deal with this general population and how negative the entire planet has become. But we've got to realize that greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. And that's how I stay positive with all of this stuff. More evidence that ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearm stings are aimed at the weak, the mentally challenged, and the drug addicted. This is from the Washington Post from December. Milwaukee journalist found that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was conducting ridiculous sting operations in several cities in which agents preyed on people with mental problems and low IQs. This economy and business, federal government issued nearly 5.5 million work permits to foreign nationals since 2009. That's good. They're giving all these work permits to folks who in the United States have such a high unemployment rate. And the majority of Americans don't have bank balances. We've already discovered that. And a San Francisco bookstore survived 100% rent increases, the Great Recession, and competition from Amazon and e-books, but not a $15 an hour minimum wage. Borderlands has managed to feed every problem that has come our way. At the beginning of 2014, the future of the business looked, if not rosy, at least stable and positive. If we were not in debt, sales were meeting expenses and even allowing a small profit, and perhaps most importantly, the staff and procedures of the bookstore and the cafe were well established and working smoothly. So it fills with sorrow to say that we'll be closing very soon, primarily because of the minimum wage increase. Now, my guest coming up will be Paul McGuire. He's the author of 22 books. He's a television commentator on the Fox News Network and CNN. He's a former syndicated radio talk show host, professor of eschatology or Bible prophecy at the King's College. McGuire has produced two science fiction feature films in Hollywood. The History Channel has done two specials with Paul on the seven signs of the apocalypse and Revelation. He's an internationally recognized expert on globalism, Bible prophecy, and current events. McGuire has interviewed military generals, presidents, and prime ministers from around the world. The former prime minister of Israel met McGuire after reading his book, Are You Ready? So when we come back from the break, we're going to have Paul McGuire. He's one of my favorite authors and speakers. You guys are going to love this next interview. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.